It's tragic when an athlete goes down with an injury, but there's also a moment of joy and goodwill when the player hobbles off the field to applause from fans and other players. What's remarkable is that this applause almost always includes the fans and players on the opposing side. Both sides appreciate the athlete's sacrifice and devotion. This happens on Little League soccer pitches and in NFL stadiums. Most injuries are minor. More significant damage is repairable with surgery, but is it worth it? Should we encourage athletes to sacrifice their bodies for a game? When Robert Griffin III blew out his knee in a recent playoff game, some blamed the coach, Mike Shanahan, for allowing RG3 to play on an injured knee. But if you were RG3, wouldn't you try to convince the coach that you were ready for the playoff game? And if you were the coach, wouldn't you want your best player on the field, turning a blind eye to the potential for injury? RG3 will recover, but other damage is permanent and deadly. Consider brain damage associated with boxing and football. Muhammad Ali's disability has been traced to his fighting career. A recent analysis of the brain of Junior Seau, a retired linebacker from the San Diego Chargers, suggests that repeated brain injury on the playing field contributed to his depression and eventual suicide. And yet, players want to play. Sitting out with an injury can ruin your career. This is what happened when the 49ers quarterback, Alex Smith, went out with a concussion. Smith lost his job for the rest of the season. Given that consequence, it's not surprising that a player would lie about injury. Critics may think that athletes are willing to sustain injury because of a personal desire for fame and riches. But that can't explain why unpaid high school and college athletes play through pain and injury. The desire for glory is one factor, but most athletes simply love to play. They also love the team and want the team to win. Risking injury and permanent disability cannot be dismissed as merely narcissistic cluelessness. The desire to play through pain is also a sign of loyalty and devotion to the team, as well as love of the sport itself. One important aspect of sports is the ethic of self-sacrifice and the sense of belonging that occurs on the team. Cynics may criticize the self-interested motivations of the big-money stars, but anyone who's played or coached in Little League, in high school, or on the weekend warrior circuit can tell you that players ignore pain, even when there is no money involved and little chance of lasting glory. Players want to play, and they are willing to sacrifice for their teammates. That's why they lie about injuries. And that's why coaches and medical staff have to be even more vigilant about monitoring the health of their athletes. For The Moral Is, this is Andrew Fiala.